As expected, the conflict in Syria is dominating the UN General Assembly meeting in New York. Differences on how to resolve the war and what, if any, role should be given to the Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad have been laid bare in the speeches so far. But there are signs that the US and Russia could agree to a compromise position. Our correspondent Stephanie March is covering the meeting and she joins me now. Stephanie, Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin have just gone into a one-on-one meeting, but it has been fairly uncomfortable between the two of them so far, hasn't it?
That's right, Michael. The two leaders on their way into the meeting stopped for the cameras, shared a very brief handshake. Earlier on, they exchanged icy stares and an awkward champagne toast at a lunch event. This is the first time in 2 years the pair have held formal talks. President Obama had been reluctant to meet with President Putin because of Russia's actions in the Ukraine and Syria, but the White House said considering the serious situations in those countries, it would have been irresponsible not to take this opportunity to try to find some solutions. Before the meeting, the pair used their UN General Assembly speeches to outline their views on the situation in both Syria and the Ukraine. A large focus was on Syria, where both leaders say that they have interests in the region and forces in the region to fight Islamic State. What they disagree on is what to do with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, who has the backing of Moscow. In his speech, Obama said that Assad is a tyrant. He called him a child killer and said that he can't be part of a long-term peace plan for Syria. But Obama did concede that he's at the moment prepared to work with any nation, including Russia, to try and find a solution to the conflict. Let's have a listen to what President Obama said in his General Assembly speech.
Yes, realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader, and an inclusive government that recognizes there must be an end to this chaos so that the Syrian people can begin to rebuild.
And that's Barack Obama there. And of course, Vladimir Putin insists that Bashar al-Assad should be part of the solution. What's he told the Assembly?
Well, that's right. This is the first time that Vladimir Putin has made a speech at the UN General Assembly in 10 years. As we know, Moscow's increased its military support for Assad in recent months. And Putin said it would be a mistake not to work with the Syrian regime, which he says is valiantly fighting terrorists in Syria. And he says supporting any other actors in the conflict would be against international law. He used his speech to blame the rise of Islamic State on failed US interventions in the Middle East, but he too indicated that he has a willingness to work with other nations to try and resolve the situation. Let's listen to what he had to say.
However, it's not about Russia's ambitions, dear colleagues, but about the recognition of the fact that we can no longer tolerate the current state of affairs in the world. What we actually propose is to be guided by common values and common interests rather than ambitions. On the basis of international law, we must join efforts to address the problems that all of us are facing and create a genuinely broad international coalition against terrorism.
Vladimir Putin speaking through an interpreter addressing the UN General Assembly, and our reporter on the line there, Stephanie March.